The June 30th election date represents an opportunity for parties in Utah to choose their representation for the November general election. Registered Republicans and Democrats in Summit County and registered Republicans in Wasatch County have already received their ballots by mail. Registered Democrats in Wasatch County have not received ballots, as there are no Democratic primaries in the county. Summit County sent out over 17,000 ballots to registered voters. Wasatch sent out 9,500. As of Monday morning, 5,000 ballots have been processed in Summit County and 3,700 have been processed in Wasatch County. COVID-19 resulted in several changes to this year's local primary elections. Summit County Clerk Kent Jones points out some changes approved by the Utah State Legislature in a special session.
With respect to this particular election, they made some changes, which included the postmark can be on election day. Now, so far, this is the only time that that's allowed. Moving forward, who knows whether that'll change or not. But for this election, there's no in-person voting. You can either mail your ballot in or drop it in the drop box, and that includes on election day.
With no in-person voting in Wasatch or Summit County, if you haven't received your ballot in the mail, it's now too late to vote in this election. Another change is preliminary results won't be available until 10 p.m. on election day. Even then, the Summit County ballots from Monday and Tuesday won't be counted yet.
As the ballots come in, we put them in bins and then we've let them sit for at least 2 days. So we are a little bit slower processing the ballots now. And that's another change for this election by the legislature, was that before we do a canvass, they've extended the time by a week in order for us to get these later ballots that come in. Still, anything that is postmarked on election day or before, and anything that was placed in a drop box on election day or before, will still be processed after the fact. And that gives us a little more time after election day to calculate those results.
Jones says they expect to not have final results for at least a week. Meanwhile, Wasatch County is taking a slightly different approach on counting ballots. County Clerk Cal Griffith says they are letting ballots sit for a few hours and then using gloves and masks to count them, meaning Wasatch County will have a greater percentage of ballots counted on election day. Wasatch County residents can drop their ballots off at the County Administration Building located at 25 North Main in Heber. Ballots can be dropped off inside the clerk's office or at an outside drop box in the building's parking lot. Summit County has 7 drop-off locations, including Colville City Hall, Summit County Clerk's Office, Camas County Services Building, the Marsack Building, Sheldon Richens Building, Fresh Market at Jeremy Ranch, and the Market at Park City. Ballots in both counties are due at 8 p.m. on Election Day. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.